today is the sickest day of the year. Now, what I mean to say is there are, it's not necessarily a study, but it's software that can determine, like,
how many people call in sick?
Yep.
And today's the most.
Whether or not they're the most, whether or not they're actually sick or not.
Calling in.
Yeah. So today apparently is number one, August 24th. It's something about August 24th that everybody is like, nope, can't make it in.
Can't do it today. I can't adult today.
The second day is the day after Valentine's Day.
Interesting.
So either
that's a good reason or not good. You just got dumped.
Right, right. Exactly. Did you ever call in sick when you weren't sick?
No.
You never have?
No, it was always I felt guilty when I was actually sick. Like, I would try to wait until the very last minute, like, just trying to fight with myself. Yeah. Like, can I tough it through? Can I not? Because, you know, it's not an easy thing for you or I to call in sick at the last minute when there is a show to do.
Right.
So it's not like we go and sit at a cubicle all day. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think we have unique situations.
So when I was in college, I had, you know, another job. And so at that job, when I worked at the deli, I did call in sick when I wasn't sick.
What did you want to do instead?
It was like go to a party.
Oh.
It was like a Friday night or a Saturday night shift that I had to do.
Gotcha.
And it was, you know, we're in college. It's like, oh, man, I got to work.
Miss out on that. And I don't want to have FOMO because I'm at work.
I know. For real. So, you know, I called my manager and my manager was like, well, you need to get your own shift covered then. And so I was like, okay.
Do I know anyone that's not going to this party?
And so I did. I called this girl, and I remember it plain as day.
Did you put on a voice?
I did. I did.
Fraud.
I know. I was like, Melissa. Her name was Melissa. I was like, Melissa.
Oh, man. You do me a solid.
I don't know. I'm just not feeling very good. And, you know, I was in drama in college. So I was trying.
I'm tapping into my drama skills.
All right. Let me focus. Let me focus my acting ability.
My sickest person.
I know. And I was like, I'm not feeling very well.
I should be around the
food. Can you pick up my shift tonight? You know, and it was a closing shift too, so it wasn't just a, like, you know, you go in, you work four or 5 hours, and you leave. It's like you had to be a part of closing the store too. So, you know, she was like, "Yeah, I can do it." And I was like, "All right,"
because she felt so bad because you sounded so pathetic because of your stellar acting skills.
You know, and I thought about it later. I mean, like much later, and I was like, "Man, I she probably would have covered for me if I was just like." Hey,
I want to go to a party. Can you work for me?
I know. I was like, I don't know. I can't work tonight. There's something that came up, a party that I really want to go to. Because she went to the same college that I went to.
Okay, but then would she have been salty if you were honest that she wasn't invited to the party?
That's part of what I was thinking in my head. I'm like, I gotta tell her a fib because she's going to think, no, that's not legit. I'm not covering for you.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, no, you want to go to a party?
Right.
You want to make me work? No.
So you've never called in sick when you weren't sick?
No.
I feel like that is a rite of passage that you kind of go through.
I felt too guilty.
Well, now we don't even have sick days in our company. And a lot of companies are like this where they're just like, it's just rolled into your PTO and it's paid time off. You just take PTO, and regardless of whether you're sick or it's just vacation or a personal day or whatever, mental health day, whatever you want to call it.
I know, because I always ended up just using the sick days as a vacation.
Right. And I remember it used to be, well, no, you got to use sick days for when you're sick, and you got to use your vacation days for when you're vacation.
And did you have to, like, prove it with a doctor's note?
That used to be the thing, but yeah, I think anymore a lot of companies are just saying, yeah, it's paid time off. But yeah, today is the sickest day of the year. So if you need an excuse to call in sick.
I don't know. I just woke up and I just can't. I got a thing. I got a tickle and I just don't think I should be around anyone, you know, just to be safe.
I mean, the the guy that we commissioned to do the PSA about this isn't even feeling good.
According to research, more Americans call in sick on this day more than any other day of the year. That's why August 24th is the sickest day of the year for employees. I think I'm getting some.
Oh, no.
My throat. I don't think I can finish this announcement.
No, I can't.
I'll be on the beach. I mean, in my bed if you need me.
Oh.
Kind of told on himself a little bit there.
A little bit. So,
it was,
anyways.
It was, you could hear the progression, though.
I know.
It's pretty good acting.
I know. I'm glad that he's getting the rest he needs.
Yes, and fluids.